读今天的经文。
It's recording in Book of Acts, chapter 6, verse 1 to 15.
是在《使徒行传》的六章一到十五节。
I'll read in English and Quan Binh will follow by Mandarin.
先由英文读出，然后再由国语读出。
Acts chapter 1, chapter 6, verse 1. In those days when the number of disciples were increasing, the Grecian Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews, because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, It will not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and we'll give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word. This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicanor from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and the large number of priests became obedient to a faith. Now Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, did great wonders and miraculous signs among the people. Opposition arose, however, from members of the synagogue of the free men, Jews of Cyrene and Alexandria, as well as provinces of Sicilia and Asia. These men began to argue with Stephen, but they could not stand up against his wisdom or the spirit by whom he spoke. Then they secretly persuade some men to say, We have heard Stephen speak words of blasphemy against Moses and against God. So they stirred up the people and the elders and the teachers of the law. They seized Stephen and brought him before the Sanhedrin. They produced 4 witnesses who testified. This fellow never stops speaking against this holy place and against the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs Moses handed down to us. All who were sitting in the Sanhedrin looked intensely at Stephen, and they saw that his face was like the angel, like the face of an angel.
《使徒行传》六章第一节，那时门徒增多，有说希腊语的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供应上忽略了他们的寡妇。十二使徒叫众门徒来，对他们说：我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。所以弟兄们，当从你们中间拣选出7个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。但我们要专心以祷告、传道为食。大众都喜悦这话，就拣选了斯提凡，乃是大有信心、被圣灵充满的人，又拣选腓力、伯罗哥罗、尼加罗、提门、巴米纳，并进犹太教的安提阿人尼格拉，叫他们站在使徒面前。使徒祷告了，就按手在他们头上。神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增的甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。斯提凡蛮有恩惠能力，在民间行了大奇事和神迹。当时有称利百地拿会堂的几个人，并有古利奈、阿利山大、基利加、亚西亚各处会堂的几个人，都起来和斯提凡辩论。斯提凡以智慧和圣灵说话，众人抵挡不住，就满处人来说，我们听见他说毁谤摩西是和神的话语。他们又耸动百姓、长老并文士，就忽然来捉拿他，把他带到公会去，设下假见证说，这个人说话不住的召见圣所和律法。我们曾听见他说，这拿撒勒人耶稣要毁坏此地，也要改变摩西所交给我们的规条。 在众会里坐着的人都定睛看他，见他面貌好像天使的面貌。读经完毕。
This morning we are delighted with Reverend Ellen Webb to preach God's word this today.
啊，今天早上我们很高兴有 Ellen Webb 在我们中间证道。
The title he's going to preach is Turning Material Problems into Spiritual Blessings.
题目是啊，从物质问题转换为属灵的祝福。
Thanks, Ellen.
谢谢。
It is a special joy to have the opportunity to share God's word this morning.
很高兴今天可以跟大家一起来分享神的话语。
It's always so lovely to see the three congregations, Mandarin, Cantonese, and English, sharing together.
也非常的高兴看到我们有三堂的国语、粤语和英文堂共聚一堂来参加这个联合崇拜。
One day,We will not need interpretation.
会有一天会 不需要这个翻译。
But in the meantime, I'm very glad for your sakes that we have an interpreter, and I trust that you will hear and understand the message as it is shared.
那今天的话呢，在没有说不需要翻译的时候呢，还是由我来做的翻译。把这个 Ellen Webb 牧师的话给翻译成国语。
Let's ask the Lord to help us all to hear and to understand.
让我们一起祈祷，让神来帮助我们。
Father, as we listen this morning to your word, we pray that we will be responsive to what it is saying.
主啊，今天通过你的话语，也求你能够让我们听懂，并且能够做出反应。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will help us to understand.
也求你能让圣灵让我们能够来理解。
And we pray also that the Holy Spirit will help us to put into practice what we hear.
也求圣灵能够帮助我们，让我们把学到的、听到的能够用在我们生活当中。
And so, Lord, speak to our hearts today.
主啊，对我们的心说话。
We pray in Jesus' name.
以基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
The book of Acts is a book of firsts.
使徒行传是一本有很多的第一次的一本书。
In it, among other things, we read of the first gospel sermon ever to be preached.
在当中我们读到了有第一次的福音布道。
The first Christian baptisms ever to be conducted.
第一次的基督徒的洗礼。
The firstExternal conflict between the church and state.
第一次外来的这种冲突是基于教会和国家之间。
The first organized persecution against the church.
第一次有组织对教会的迫害。
The first martyrdom.
第一次的殉道。
The first cross-cultural missionary outreach.
也是第一次的跨文化的对外宣教。
The first missionary conference.
也有第一次的宣教会议。
And so we could go on and on.
还有很多很多。
But this morning, on a much less positive note, we read of the first internal dissension.
那今天早上我们所读到的是第一次的内部纠纷，这不是很正面的。
Up until this point in her history,
教会历史直到那一刻
The growing infant church had been characterized by a magnificent harmony and unity of spirit.
正在成长的教会一直是被定性为是在灵里是空前的和谐和合一的。
There had been a tremendous togetherness.
被描述为是非常的团结
which was characterized in many descriptive phrases.
也被描述为是所有信徒都在一起的。
Such as all the believers were together and had everything in common.
比如说所有 信徒都是住在一起，而且的话一切的东西都是共有的。
And again, no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had.
也没有人声称任何东西是属于他们个人私有的，他们分享所有他们自己一切。
And again, all the believers were one in heart and mind.
所有的信徒也都是同一个心智。
And again, there were no needy persons among them.
在他们当中没有缺乏的人。
But now, for the very first time in her brief history,We read there was dissension from within.
但是现在在这个简短的历史非常的早期，教会就有了第一次的纷争。
There was a murmuring and a complaining of the Grecians or the Greek-speaking Jews against the Hebrews or the Hebrew-speaking Jews.
那是一个有说希利尼语的犹太人对说这个希伯来语的犹太人发出怨言。
And I want you to notice the timing of this murmuring.
我们要注意看到的是这个发怨言的这个时间段。
It came at a time when the number of the disciples was increasing.
它是发生在信徒人数加增的时候。
It's a sobering fact that when God is at work adding to his church,
很显然当神在做工把人数加添到教会的时候
and multiplying the number of the disciples,
快速的以倍数增长这个人数的时候
the devil is also at work seeking to undermine and to hinder and to oppose the work of God.
魔鬼也在同时在做工，寻求一切可能性来破坏和阻碍，并且抵挡神的工作。
The devil had already tried the tactic of external opposition.
魔鬼已经试过了，这种从外来的反对来对待教会。
But rather than weakening the church,This had only served to strengthen her witness and her testimony.
但结果是不但没有削弱教会，反而是更加的坚固，坚定了教会。
And so, having failed through external opposition to divide the church,
所以魔鬼分裂教会的计划失败了。
The devil then adopted a much more potentially dangerous tactic.
魔鬼又采取了更加卑鄙的手段。
He began to sow seeds of discord within.
他开始在教会内部种下了这种挑拨离间的种子。
This has always been one of the devil's favorite ploys to divide a church.
这一直是魔鬼惯用的伎俩来拆散教会。
By causing one group of members to murmur and to complain against another group of members.
就是利用一些会友之间的互相埋怨和发这种抱怨来拆散教会。
And so here the Greek-speaking Jews began to murmur and complain against the Hebrew-speaking Jews.
这里我们看到是说希腊语的犹太人在向说希伯来语的犹太人在发怨言和抱怨。
Apparently, the Greek-speaking Jews felt that their widows weren't being treated as fairly and as justly.
很明显的，说希腊语的犹太人感觉到他们的寡妇们在日常的食物供应上面没有受到公平的待遇。
As were the Hebrew-speaking widows in the daily distribution of food.
而在这个对于说希伯来语的有的寡妇们的这个食物供应上面。
And so there arose a murmuring within the church.
于是他们就开始在教会内部就开始有这种怨言。
Although this was only a relatively minor problem,
尽管这是一个非常小的问题。
The apostles were quick to realize that if this problem was allowed to fester on,
使徒们很快的就意识到，如果是这个问题一直是没人去处理，
then it could become a potentially explosive issue.
很有可能这问题就会演变成一个非常严重的问题。
And so the apostles took immediate steps.To quieten the murmurings.
于是使徒们就马上采取行动来平息这个抱怨。
Let me read to you from verses 2 to 4 of Acts 6.
我们会读出这个第二到第四节。
So the 12 called all the disciples together and said, It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word.In order to wait on tables. Brothers, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and we will give our attention to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
十二使徒叫众门徒来，对他们说我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。但我们要专心以祈祷、传道为事。
Now I don't want you to jump to the conclusion from these verses that the apostles were downgrading the importance of waiting on tables.
我不想你们直接从这些经文就直接跳到结论，说是门徒们认为管理饭食会把他们的重要性给降低。
There is a very real danger of reading into these verses the notion that there is a distinction between the sacred and the secular.
读到这些经文的时候，会有一个非常危险的观念，就是一个属世和属灵的区别。
The ministry of the word and prayer are often regarded as something sacred.
祷告和宣教常常是被视为是非常的是神圣的属圣的。
Whereas the ministry of waiting on tables is often regarded as something secular.
但是管理饭食很多时候被认为是很世俗的。
Sometimes we falsely imagine that the apostles were suggesting,
有时候我们会错误地想象到想象成为使徒在错误地建议。
Look, it's not right that we should leave off our spiritual ministry of ministering the word and prayer.
看啊，我们是你们的属灵的领袖，撇下我们属灵的施工。
In order to perform the more mundane material secular ministry of waiting on tables and distributing food.
而是为了去做这种很世俗的、很物质的，去做管理饭食和分发食物给寡妇。
In the eyes of God, there is no distinction between the sacred and the secular.
在神的眼中，这两者是没有分别的。
All of life.Is sacred.
所有的生命都是神圣的。
All ministry is spiritual.
所有的事工都是属灵的。
And so the apostles here were in no way suggesting that their ministry of ministering the word and praying was any more sacred or any more spiritual than was the ministry of waiting on tables.
所以在这里，使徒并不是说。我们通过宣教和传 和祷告施工，没有比这个管理饭食更加属灵。
They were simply acknowledging the fact that God had called them to the ministry of the word and prayer.
他们只是简单的去说出一个事实，就是神呼召他们去传道。
And God had given them special gifts in order to exercise that ministry.
这是神给他们特别的恩赐，以至于让他们可以在教会里面去服侍。
And so this was to be their particular ministry within the life of the church.
这是他们是很特别的这种施工来服侍神。
And so they said it would not be right that we should leave off doing what God has called us to do in order to do something else.
因此他们说，如果是为了其他的事情而撇下神呼召他们去做的事情是不合宜的。
And so in verse 4 they said, we will give our attention to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
所以在第四节中说到，因为这是神呼召我们去做的。
Because that's what God has called us to do.
因为这是神叫我们去做的。
And so they said in verse 3, brothers, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them.
所以在第三节这里说到，所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出7个好名声的人，我们就派他们管理这事。
Let me emphasize the difference here is not a difference in sacredness or spirituality.
我在这里要重点提到的是，这里的区别并不是在属灵上的区别。
It's a difference in function.
只是在职分上的不同。
You see, the waiting on tables is just as sacred and just as spiritual in the eyes of God as the ministry of the word and prayer.
在神的眼中，管理饭食与祈祷传道是同样的神圣，同样的是属灵的。
Indeed, you will notice that the men who were to be chosen to exercise this particular ministry were to be chosen not for their prominence.
事实上，你会发现被拣选的这几个人，并不是因为他们有多么的优秀。
Not for their popularity.
也并不是因为他们有多受欢迎。
Not for their seniority.
也并不是因为他们多有资
历。Not even for their ability.
更不是因为他们的能力。
Notice they were to be chosen for their spirituality.
他们被拣选是因为他们的灵性。
Notice the qualifications.
让我们一起看看这种这个选拔的资格。
They were to be men.
他们是一些人。
But not just any men.
但不是所有的任何的一些人。
They were to be chosen men, selected men, believing men, born again men.
他们是被拣选的人，被选择的人，他们也是有信心的人，而且是重生了的人。
Secondly, they were to be men of honest reputation.
第二，他们要为人诚实。
Men of good report.
有美好的品德。
Men whose character could be trusted.
也是可信赖的。
Men who were in good standing, both inside the church and outside the church.
在教会内外都有良好的信誉。
Thirdly, they were to be men full of the Holy Spirit.
第三，他们是被圣灵充满的人。
Spiritual men.
是属灵的人。
Men whose lives were filled and controlled by the Spirit of God.
他们的生命是被圣灵充满的。
Men who were born of the Spirit.
是靠圣灵得生。
Men who walked by the Spirit. Men who lived in the Spirit.
与圣灵同行，而且是靠圣灵行事。
Fourthly, they were to be men full of wisdom.
第四，他们是智慧充足的人。
Wise men.
是非常聪明的。
Discerning men.
有具有洞察力。
Men capable of making rational and balanced decisions.
有能力做出理性的和平衡的决定。
They are high ideals, aren't they?
他们非常高的这种要求。
Very high ideals for waiting on tables and washing dishes.
对于这种管理饭食和洗碗来说是非常高的要求了。
Choose 7 men among you, said the apostles, selected men.
在你们当中选出七个人。
Believing men.
选择有信心的人。
Honest men.
诚实的人。
Spirit-filled men.
被圣灵充满的人。
Wise men.
聪明人。
Whom we may appoint to this ministry.
我们就派他们来管理这事。
Well, the proposal pleased the church.
这个解决的方案被教会很高兴的接纳。
We read in verse 5, the opening words, this proposal pleased the whole group.
我们在这个第五节看到大众都喜悦这个这话。
And do you know what happened?
你知道发生什么呢？
Very significantly, the seven men who were chosen were all Greek-speaking Jews.
很明显的，被拣选的这七个人都是说希利尼语的。
Remember, it was the Greek-speaking Jews who had lodged the complaint.
记得当时是说希利尼语的犹太人发出的这个怨言。
That their widows were being discriminated against in the daily distribution of food.
他们的寡妇在日常食物供应上受到不公平的对待。
And so the church appointed an all Greek speaking community to investigate the complaint.
于是教会就指派了一个完全是由说希腊语的犹太人组成的委员会调查这个事情。
Isn't that a great way to quieten murmurings and to resolve problems within a church?
这是一个多么好的就是绝妙的方式方法来平息这个怨言和解决问题。
Even though the church was predominantly comprised of Hebrew speaking Jews,
尽管这个教会当时是主要的组成是由说希伯来语的犹太人。
Because it was the Greek speaking Jews who had murmured and complained,
正是因为是说希腊语的犹太人发出的怨言。
An all Greek speaking committee was appointed to investigate.
所以当时的调查委员会是一个由全部希腊语组成的。
One of the seven men who was chosen was a man by the name of Stephen.
这七人当中有一个人名叫史提凡。
Stephen is described in Acts 6 verse 5 as a man full of faith and full of the Holy Spirit.
在使徒行传的第六章第五节中说，史提凡是一个大有信心、圣灵充满的人。
Indeed, five times in two chapters, Stephen is described in this way.
实际上在两章当中有五次有提到史提凡是这样的人。
A man full of faith, full of the Holy Spirit.
是大有信心、被圣灵充满的人。
No wonder that Mr. Oswald Sanders in his book on spiritual leadership says that spiritual leadership can only ever be exercised by spirit-filled men.
难怪在Sanders 就孙德生的代表著作是属灵的领袖中有提到，所有属灵领袖一定是要被圣灵充满的人。
Other qualities may be desirable, but this quality is indispensable.
其他的资历有是最好，但是只有这一点是不可或缺的。
And it's very interesting to note some of the practical outworkings in Stephen's life of what it means to be filled by the Spirit.
我让我们一起来看一下，在史提凡在圣灵充满的生命中有一些什么不平常的一些行为和成就。
Firstly, because Stephen was filled with the Spirit, Stephen was available to the Lord to be used by the Lord in any way that the Lord chose, even in what may have seemed to have been a very insignificant ministry.
因为史提凡他是被圣灵充满，所以他很顺服，他可以随时随地的听从神的吩咐，即使是看是很微不足道的管理饭食的工作，他也愿意去做。
You know, Stephen could have responded in this way.
你知道，史提凡他本来是可以这样的回应的。
Who? Me?
什么？我？
Wait on tables?
让我来管理饭食。
Serve food?
让我们来分派食物。
Don't you realize who I am?
难道你不知道我是谁吗？
Aren't you aware of my wisdom and my faith?
难道你不知道我的信心和我的智慧吗？
Can't you see the talents and the gifts that God has given me?
难道你看不见神赐给我的才能和恩典吗？
There are plenty of others who can serve in the shadows.
有太多的其他人可以做这种小的事情。
I'm much more equipped to serve under the spotlight.
我是更适合在舞台当中做主角的。
Thank God that was not Stephen's reaction.
但是感谢神，这并不是史蒂凡的回应。
You see, because Stephen was available to the Lord, he was willing to be used by the Lord however the Lord chose to use him.
因为史蒂凡是被圣灵充满，所以他是心甘情愿，随时随地的来被神使用。
You see, being filled with the Spirit doesn't necessarily meanthat we are all the while going to be doing something supernatural or spectacular.
所以我们看到被圣灵充满并不意味着就我们要做一些很超自然的或者非很寻不寻常的事情。
In fact, this is more often the exception rather than the rule.
实际上这是一种非常态而不是一种常态。
Being filled with the Spirit simply means that we are available to the Lord,so that the Lord can use us in any ministry that He chooses.
被圣灵充满，也就是意味着说，我们愿意顺服圣灵的管理和带领，并且按照他的神的旨意，在我们身上来成全。
For Stephen, that meant initially a very humble task.
对史蒂凡，这是一个很谦卑的工作。
But because he was available to the Lord.He willingly submitted to the Lord.
因为他顺服神，所以他把自己奉献给神。
Secondly, because Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit, we read where he became a channel for the Lord to use.
因为斯提凡被圣灵充满，所以他成为了神的一个流通的管道。
Because he was available to the Lord, he became a channel for the Lord.
因为他顺服，所以他成了主这个道的一个流通管道。
We read in verse 8.
我们读第八节。
Now Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, did great wonders and miraculous signs among the people.
斯提凡满得恩惠能力，在民间行了大奇事和神迹。
Of course, it was not so much Stephen who performed these.Great signs and miracles among the people.
当然不是靠斯蒂凡的能力在民间行这大奇事和神迹。
It was the Lord working through Stephen.
是因为神通过斯蒂凡来工作。
Stephen was simply a channel for the Lord to use.
斯蒂凡只是被主使用的一个管道。
It was the Lord working through Stephen.And through Stephen, who confirmed the word through the signs and wonders that followed.
只是主在斯提凡的心里动了善功，让他在民间行神迹来见证主。
And so Stephen was available, Stephen was a channel, and then thirdly, I want you to notice, Stephen was, because he was filled with the Spirit, he demonstrated an amazing composure under provocation.
我们看到史提凡他是顺服神，而且的话呢，他也是神的流通管道。那我们再看到第三，就是史提凡被圣灵充满，他在面对挑衅的时候，表现出了令人惊叹的平静和安稳。
We read in verses 9 and 10 that these men began to argue with Stephen, but they could not stand up against his wisdom.Or the Spirit by whom he spoke.
我们来看第九和第十节，这里说到，他们都起来和史蒂凡辩论，史蒂凡是以智慧和圣灵说话，纵然抵挡不住。
And so, They subpoenaed false witnesses.
所以他们开始传唤那些做假见证的人。
They stirred up the people.
他们开始耸动那些百姓。
They brought false charges and accusations against him.
他们带来一些虚假的控诉和指控。
They railed upon him.
他们开始痛斥他。
They disputed with him.
与他争辩。
Finally, they arrested him.
最后他们捉拿了他。
They dragged him before the Sanhedrin.
他们把他带
到公会。They laid many blasphemous charges against him.
他们指控了很多亵渎的罪名。
But notice, Stephen never once retaliated.
但是我们看到斯提凡从来没有任何的报复。
He kept his cool.
他保持他的冷静。
He demonstrated an amazing composure under provocation.
他表现出令人惊叹的平静和安稳。
So much so.
所以我们看。
That in the last verse of this chapter we read,All who were sitting in the Sanhedrin looked intently at Stephen, and they saw that his face was like the face of an angel.
所以我们一起来看这一章的最后一节十五节，在公会里坐着的人都定睛看他，见他的面貌好像天使的面貌。
Well, what was the outcome of this proposal of appointing these seven men to this ministry?
那现在我们看一下，就选择这七个人来解决这个问题的方法方案，最后的结果是什么
？Look at verse seven.
我们来一起看第七节。
One of the great verses in this whole chapter.
非常好的一节。
So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly.And a large number of priests became obedient to the faith.
第七节说到，神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增了甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。
Firstly, you will notice the word of God spread.
首先我们看到是神的道兴旺起来。
The word of God was more widely proclaimed.Than ever before.
神的道被从所未有的来广传。
Why was this so?
为什么呢
？Because the apostles were able to concentrate exclusively upon their God-given ministry, and other people in the church were able to concentrate on their God-given ministry.
很浅显的道理，是因为使徒们他们可以集中精力专注在神给他们这个传道的这个施工上，而其他人可以做他们被拣选的施工。
The word of God cannot spread if the word of God is being neglected.
如果撇下神的道的施工，那神的道就不能兴旺。
And so the apostles quite rightly said to the church, it would not be right for us.To cease doing what God has called us to do.
所以使徒们的担心是对的。他们说，我们如果撇下神的道去管理饭食，那是不可以的。
The word of God must be ministered if the word of God is to spread.
要是神的道要兴旺起来，就一定要去传道。
So that was the first outcome. The word of God spread.
所以这是第一个结局，就是神的道兴旺起来。
But then secondly, notice we read where.The number of disciples increased or multiplied greatly.
然后我们读到了门徒的数目加增了甚多，甚至是倍数的增长。
Up until this point in the book of Acts, the Lord had been adding to his church.
到这一章为止，主一直是把门徒的数目加增给教会。
3,000 in Acts 2.
在第二章里面说到有三千人。
5,000 in Acts 4.
在第四章说到有五千人。
A great number in Acts 5.
在第五章说的是一大群人。
But now, the Lord begins to not only add to his church, but to multiply the number of disciples.
所以当时我们的主并不是只是单纯的去增加增人数，而是以倍数的来加增。
And you can go on to read that in Acts 9.
你可以继续读到
Acts 12.
第九和第十二。
Acts 16.
十六。
Acts 19. Acts 28. From this point onwards, it's a multiplication of disciples.
从那时候开始，门徒的数目是以倍数的来增长。
And then thirdly, we read, and this is very interesting, we read where a large number of priests became obedient to the faith.
第三，我们也看到这里很有趣的说到，有很多的祭司信从了这道。
You know, I often wonder, were these the priests who were in the temple at Jerusalem on that first Good Friday afternoon when the veil of the temple was rent in two?
我常常在想，这些祭司是不是就是那些当时在耶路撒冷在主受难日那天看到这个圣殿的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
What an incredible sight that must have been.
那一定是很非常的。
What an incredible, awe-inspiring spectacle that must have been for those priests.
那一定是一个令人非常敬畏的景象。
Of course, we will never know the answer this side of heaven.
那肯当然我们现在不知道这个的答案。
But that's one of the questions that I have saved up to ask when I get to heaven.
当然了，到了我们到天堂的时候，我们就会找到这个答案。
A large number of priests became obedient to the faith.
一大群的这种门徒、信徒还有祭司信从了神的道。
And so this chapter, which begins with a material problem, ends with a spiritual blessing.
所以这一章是以物质问题作为一个开始，最后以属灵福分作为结束。
This chapter, which begins with a murmuring, ends with a multiplication.
这一章是以信徒发怨言为开始，是以信徒的数目加增作为结束。
This chapter teaches us that God's work, done in God's way, by God's people, will never lack God's blessing.
这一章也教导我们，神做工有他的方式，在神的子民，神的祝福是永远不会落空的。
The underlying lesson of this chapter is that God calls different people to different ministries.
在这一章我们看到基本原则是神呼召不同的人去做不同的事工。
And the lesson of this chapter is that we are to function as God has called and equipped us.
而我们也是学习到在这一章我们是要靠神的呼召和装备去做神的工。
There is no one ministry in any church which is more sacredor more spiritual than any other ministry.
在教会中没有一样事工是比其他这样事工更加神圣和更加属灵。
All ministry is sacred.
所有的事工都是
属灵的。All ministry is spiritual.
所有的事工都是属灵的。
And so we are to exercise the ministry to which God has called us.
所以我们要按照所蒙的召来做我们的事工。
If our ministry is to minister the word,
如果我们是被召去传神的道
，like Pastor John or Pastor Scott，
像Scott 还有John，
then they are to exercise that ministry according to how God has gifted them。
他们是按照神的呼召去做神呼召他们去做的事情。
If our ministry is to wait on tables or to distribute food。
如果是我们被呼召是去管理饭食或者是
We are to exercise that ministry to the glory of God.
我们也应该为着主的荣耀去施工。
We are to do what we have been called to do.
我们是应该按照我们所受呼召
去做事。We are to be what we have been called to be.
神呼召我们成为什么样的人我们应该就成为什么样的人。
And so it doesn't particularly matter what your ministry in this church may be.
你所从事的事工的职分都不一样，其实并不重要。
You may be called to be a deacon.
你可能被呼召作为一个执事。
You may be called to be a worship leader.
也可能被呼召作为一个崇
拜的领导。You may be called to be a cell group leader.
或者是细胞小组的组长。
You may be called to stack the chairs.
也可能是要搬台椅。
You may be called to wash the dishes.
或者是被呼召去洗碗。
You may be called to serve the morning tea.
或者是来供应早餐。
You may be called to sweep the floors.
或者是来拖地。
Whatever it is, whatever God has called you to do or to be in the life of this church, you are to do that wholeheartedly to the glory of God.
不管神呼召我们来做什么，我们都要随时随地心甘情愿的，因为都是做给主。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we are so thankful for this chapter in your word.
天父，我们非常的感恩，在这一章你的话语临到我们。
We are so thankful for the practical teaching that it provides.
也感谢你让我们可以你教给我们这些话语，让我们去
实践。Lord, just reinforce to us today.
主啊，真的是求你这样加添我们的能力。
That each and every one of us has a significant ministry to exercise in the life of this church.
我们每个人都有从你的呼召来做你的事工。
Lord, we are different.
主，我们都是不一样的。
And we have been given different gifts.
我们也被你的恩赐有不同的这种。
And we have been called to function in different ways.
我们也被呼召去从事不同的职分。
But Lord, help us never to look down upon others.
主啊，求你帮助我们，千万不要去轻看别人。
And help us also never to put ourselves on a pedestal as if we are more important or more significant.
也求主让我们知道，我们千万不要把我们自己看重，看得比别人更重。
Lord, by your grace, we are what we are.
主，靠着你的恩典，我们成为了你想要我们成为的人。
And we thank you and we praise you that you have made us as we are.
我们真的是非常的感谢你把我们造成是我们按照我们现在的这样的样式。
And so Lord, help us to discover what our ministry is to be.
主，也求你帮助我们来发现我们自己的事工。
And help us to exercise that ministry not with our eyes on men, but with our eyes upon you.
也帮助我们从事这些事工，并不是看着人，而是看着你。
Father, whatever we do, help us to do it to the glory of God.
主，不管我们做什么，求主能够加添我们力量，让我们为您的荣耀而做。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们靠主耶稣的名而求。
阿门。
阿门。